Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dr. Bill Sears, and he's way out in California. He's up bright and early this morning. How are you this morning, Bill?
Oh, just fine, LaVon. Happy to be with you.
Great. Well, we are also happy that you're going to be coming to Atlantic this Friday at the Cass County Community Center starting at 7 p.m. to talk about health tips for all ages. But before we talk about that, Dr. Sears, I want to know something more about you. Kind of, where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? And, you know.
Well, the reason I'm looking forward to coming to Atlantic is that I grew up in the Midwest.
Good.
And we love the Midwest. I married a farmer's daughter. But then after that, we thought we wanted a little southern style, and so we lived down south for a little bit, and it was a real choice between do we stay in the Midwest or do we come to California. So I think the cold winter sort of drove us out of the Midwest.
Well, this was a winter not to be here. I can tell you it's been cold for a long time, and it's still cold. We may get snow today, but it's supposed to be nice by the time you get here, I think.
Yes, that's what I hear.
Yeah, so up and down, that's the way it is. Well, Dr. Sears, tell us a bit about your medical background.
Yes, I did my pardon me. I did my medical training in St. Louis, Missouri. Graduated from St. Louis University Medical School, and then went to do my internship at Children's Hospital Boston, the Harvard Medical School's Children's Hospital. And then after a couple years in the military service, then we went to the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, Canada, which is the largest children's hospital in the world, and finished my medical training there. And along the line, we also, our main, how we learned all this for our 42 books is we had 8 children.
Wow. that's a
and,
lot of life experience.
It was sort of our own laboratory.
Yes. Yes.
And so we, LaVon, what we did, we said, you know, we've learned so much in parenting our own 8 children. We need to put this in a bunch of books. And so the short story was that in of our life is doctor meets nurse, doctor proposes to nurse, doctor and nurse make lots of books and babies together. So that's our summary of our life in a nutshell.
Okay. Now, through your years, it seems like you have really focused in on children, pediatrics, even though you're going to be talking about all ages here. But and you have a bit of a different philosophy that's made you not only an author, but also you've been on practically every TV show that, Good Morning America, et cetera, et cetera. Why is that? Why? What's your...
What we did is we realized that there was something wrong with a lot of the baby books and childbearing books. They tried to make the mom follow the book. Here are rules. Here's what you do. My child does this, you do that. And after about 4 or 5 children, in fact, Martha and I had joked, don't read a book written by anyone who hasn't had at least 5 children.
Mm-hmm.
you learn on the job. And we realized that what we needed to do in our books is give parents the tools to become their own best experts. For example, let's imagine you're a young parent coming into my office. You're going to have a baby in a few months. And you say, all right, Dr. Bill, how do we get the right start? We want to do the best for our baby. We want to enjoy our baby. I want to bring out my mother's intuition. And I said, okay, here's what we call the 7 baby B's, we call them, to get the right start. These are starter tools. These are tools to help you get to know your baby and develop your intuition. Birth bonding, unless there's a medical complication, keep your baby with you from birth to discharge from the hospital. Then breastfeeding. Breastfeeding is a exercise in baby reading. With every feeding, you're going to learn to read your baby. And what's in your milk is brain-building fats. I tell moms, you're building a little fat head. The brain is 60% fat, and the fats in your milk match what the baby's brain needs. And the next baby B is baby wearing. Wear your baby in a carrier, in a baby sling. Wear your baby. That's where baby needs to be, as much as you can. And that's how you get to know your baby and read your baby. And then belief in the baby's cries. See, so many books say, oh, let them cry it out. Train them. You know, train them not to manipulate you and all that jazz. Well, a baby's cry is a baby's language designed to bring out the best in the mom and the dad. And you will get to know your baby's cries. This is a cry I need to respond right away. This is a cry that I can just hold off a bit. But that comes from reading your baby. And then the next baby B is bedding close to baby. Use a co-sleeper, a little bassinet that sits next to your bed, and keep baby close to you at night, because that's how you create healthy sleep habits in babies, where they regard sleep as a safe place to enter. And then we added a couple more in the last few years. The next baby B was beware of baby trainers. You know, these books that say, well, get them on a schedule, let them cry, you'll teach them not to bother you so much. And that type of, like you train a pet, well, that's been a disaster, but it's still unfortunately popular. And what we found, it causes a distance between mom and baby, just the opposite of what you want. And then the final we had to add was balance, because we found that some moms were burning out. They were overdoing it. And so we said, what your baby needs is a happy, rested mother. And
that
so
makes
those,
sense.
Those were the starter chips.
Mm-hmm. And as I said, what's the title of maybe your best book, your latest book? If somebody was going to pick one out of your 42, what would the title be? I know that's difficult.
Well, it goes from all ages. I think if you're just newly pregnant, then our Healthy Pregnancy book, which is hot off the press. It's the only pregnancy book written by obstetrician, midwife, pediatrician, and the mother of eight. So it's a Healthy Pregnancy book. Then the first couple years, the baby book. And then we have the discipline book, and the book to feed your baby well is the healthiest kid in the neighborhood. And we go all the way. We even have a book on selecting seafood. And then we have a book on caring for the sick child, the portable pediatrician, and we even go up into senior citizens, where we have a book called the Primetime Health.
Okay, Dr. Sears, if somebody wanted to see this list and say, okay, here's where I'm at now, this is kind of the information I need. Do you have a website? What's the best?
Yes. Okay. Thank you for asking. We have ask Dr. D.R. Sears, askdrsears.com, Yvonne, where you can see overview of all of our books.
Okay. Now, you said you do have a book that relates to senior citizens, and so this comes back to the title of your presentation here on Friday in Atlantic, called Health Tips for All Ages, and so people are going to get to hear that kind of whole range of things. And I'm guessing you're going to look at your audience and kind of see who's out there
talk to the audience.
Yes,
but this will be
for
all ages, and even we're going to talk from babies all the way to seniors.
All right.
But a lot of grandparents really need to know about what's the latest in feeding babies the right food and brain development. We're going to talk about how to build a smarter baby and how to prevent many of the illnesses that we have as seniors. I'm going to talk a little bit about Alzheimer's. why Alzheimer's begins in childhood. I'm going to talk about why exercise is, so I'm going to take parents, we have a little video clips and kind of interactive where I have the kids. I hope parents bring their kids. We have
all right.
Kids come on stage and interact with them.
Something for all ages. Again, that is this Friday, March 28th at the Cass County Community Center, 7 p.m. If you want more information or you want a complimentary ticket, contact Natural Health Center at 201 Lynn Street in Atlantic. And thank you so much for coming to Atlantic, Dr. Sears, and thank you for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you, LaVonna. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, until next time, here's a thought. What age would you be if you weren't the age you are?